activities, they might be moving a little slower than what they used to, but you still got the activities of your limb. They may ache a little more than what they used to, but you still got the activity of your limb. You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and this arm aches a little bit, but that's okay. All I gotta do is move it just a little while. I just move it for a little while. And after I move for a little while, that thing starts feeling better. But after before it starts feeling better, I thank God because He woke me up. Which means He's got something for me to do. He keeps waking you up. If He keeps waking you up, that means He's got something for you to do. Now, don't take waking up for granted. Sometimes I think we just take waking up just like we take waking up for granted. Like we take breathing. Sometimes we take breathing for granted. Because we breathe so normally, we don't even think about it. We don't really think about the fact that we're bringing in oxygen and we're kicking out carbon dioxide. We don't think about it. Sometimes we get up in the morning, especially if you got to a point that you don't need a long clock and every morning at 6 o'clock, you just wake up.
Yes.
Nah, you didn't just wake up.
Right.
You got to realize that God dispatched an angel and He shook you. Somebody ain't getting what I'm saying. Just because you got up at 6 and the alarm clock didn't go off, don't mean you did it on your own. God shook you. How many is happy that God shook you today? If you are happy that God shook you, Lord, I want to give you courage, take your praise. And what it tells me, we're going to read, I'm going to because it's just as what it says in the reading. So it makes it a little simple for it, makes it a little easier for you to understand. So here we find Paul, and Paul is sharing some information with the children of Israel. Some very, 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 very important information with the children of Israel. He's not spending a whole lot of time talking in this situation, in his letter. In his part of his letter, he's sharing some information that Paul feels is important for the children of Israel to know. And he says this way, and it's easy to read and say, I say this because you know that we live in an important time. How many of you realize that things might not be going the way you want to be going, but you live in an important time in your season? Things might go, we're dealing with the COVID, but we're still living in an important time.
You come home, you get up.
believe. He said, but see, we have to understand, most of us as Christians, we think about salvation and just being saved and got our backpack and we're on our way to heaven. But the word salvation is not just a spiritual word alone. The word salvation means that you have been rescued. See, you've been rescued from something. What am I being? See, God wants you rescued from your bills. God wants you rescued from your depression. God wants you to rescue from the bad pains in your body. God wants you to be rescued from your bad attitudes. God wants you to be rescued from whatever it is that you got in going on in your life that is not keeping you from doing what it is that God wants you to do. See, we got to realize that when God came up with the plan of salvation, God came with his plan of salvation. He wanted it for the whole man. Not just part. Not just be saved. But he had planned a salvation. You had to realize that Jesus Christ is all God, but he was also all man. He was all God, but he was also all man. He felt all of the pain. He felt all of the excitement. He felt all of our sorrows. He felt all the situation we were going through. So when God came up with the plan of salvation, he wanted it to cover everything. He wanted it to cover your businesses. He wanted it to cover your families. He wanted it to cover your relationship. He didn't want us to just get saved and say, I'm saved now, and I ain't got to worry about nobody else. Now, he wanted the plan of salvation to be a point that once we got it, we realize that God wants us to have a full life. He wants us to have a full, abundant life. See, back in the old days, back before Jesus Christ came, they had to bring up, they had to get an animal, a goat, a sheep, or whatever it was, and they had to sacrifice that animal. But see, that animal only was meant to represent the repentance of your sin. Yeah, the animal didn't have anything to do with your body being healed. All it did was repent you from your sin. Killing that animal, sacrificing that animal, didn't have to do anything to do with prosperity in your life. All it did was repent them of the sin to tell and kill the next animal. Understand that. In the old days, before Jesus Christ came, they had to kill animals over and over and over and over and over and over. They had to shed the blood over and over and over and over. They shed their animal. They would kill a pigeon or whatever they had or whatever they could afford. They would kill it and put the blood on the altar, and the priest would pray over them. But that's only good for a short time. Oh my goodness. Your salvation is not good for a short time.
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. God's picking you up, turning you around, starting you all over again. When he found us in the muck and he cleaned us up, he didn't have you what? One time. So God looked at that and said, I don't want that over and over. And look, we had to praise God for that. What if we had to go behind the church and get you a lamb or something, and we had to pray to him on the altar and had to kill that thing and spray the blood all over him just so you can be saved from your sins? God said, I don't want that no longer. He said that was too short. So Jesus Christ came back here. And all he had to do was what? Die once. All he had to do was shed his blood what? One time. All he had to do was lay on the cross for what? One time. He don't have to get over every time you mess up. He don't have to get back on the cross. All he has to do is say, God, forgive me. And that blood is still dead. business. God is telling us today, it's time to do what? Refresh. If you've been doing this thing for a long time, it's time to what? Refresh. If you've been saved for so long, you forgot what saved meant when you first got saved, it's time to do what? Refresh. When you got saved and you wasn't so excited and you ain't so much faith, you believe that God can do anything and that you can do anything in your life, but you've been saved for 10 years and that thing that got stay up, it's time to do what? Thank you. doing more than you just packing your bag and saying, I'm on my way to hell. That plan of salvation includes the whole you. It includes your feelings. It includes your emotion. It includes your attitude. It includes your desire. It includes your dreams. It includes your hope. It includes all the things that when you was in high school and you were saying you were going to do once you graduated. It includes all the things that when you were in college and you said you were going to do when you got out of college. It includes all the things when you grew up and you said when I grow up, I'm going to have this. I'm going to own this. I'm going to live here. I'm going to do it. Your plan of salvation that God gave you includes all that God. If God is excited about the whole you, somebody understand that God is excited about the whole you. He's excited about your businesses. He's excited about your emotions. He's excited about your attitude. He's excited about who you are. He's excited about you being about God. Yes, God. The Almighty, the one who spoke and night separated from day, the one who spoke and the land separated, water separated from the land, the one who spoke and life appeared, the one who reached down in the dirt and formed you with his hand and breathed a part of you inside of him, inside of you. He's excited about all of you. He's excited about the dreams and the things that you want. Oh yeah, he wants us one day to see him. But while we're here, he didn't wake us up. He didn't wake us up. Let me tell you right now, God didn't wake you up just to put some more luggage in your, put some more pieces in your luggage on your way to heaven. God woke you up to help for you, to help him build his kingdom down here on earth. God woke you up this morning because he wants you to share the excitement. And oh my goodness, if you had any excitement, you used to be refreshed. Get excited all over again. Hallelujah.